Was this weird at first for you, that you could hear yourself?
Yeah, you know, I actually like it. It kind of helps, because, like, especially if you're, like, talking to yourself.
Yeah.
If you're trying to, like, pre-record something, it'll be easier, because it sounds like somebody's with you.
Oh, you know? Like you have a friend.
Yeah, you're my own friend.
Your only friend.
Yeah, like, it's really hard to talk to yourself, you know? I mean, I'm sure you do it, though.
Right? Yeah, I'm used to it, actually.
You're like, give me money. What's your money signal? You're like...
I don't usually do that. I kind of just wait for them to throw it at me.
To throw it at you?
Yeah, like...
Oh, you don't even catch it. You're like, throw a bit.
I can't catch or throw.
You can't catch?
Nope.
So you can't throw, you can't catch. So wait, are you top bottom verse?
Good transition. That was
yeah.
I guess.
Oh, that sounds like side. You're like, I don't know what I am, actually.
I'm usually a bottom, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's not crazy. Is it crazy to say it out loud for the first time?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah?
Publicly.
Be sure. Proud. Proud I'm bottom.
Yeah. I'm a bottom.
There you have to say, I'm a bottom.
Yeah. I was actually talking to some other gay guys about this.
Yeah.
I was like, do you enjoy getting, like, fucked?
Because mm-hmm.
I was like, I feel like everybody's lying about it.
So they do or they don't like
Nobody
it?
Nobody likes it.
What?
Nobody likes it.
What? Well, no, that's not true. I think you're confused.
I mean, I am confused, but not
what. What bottom has told you they don't like it?
Every gay guy I've ever met. I've asked him, I was like, you don't like this, do you? Because it hurts so bad.
No, it doesn't. You're not doing it right.
Not to ask you.
Like, no, you can be as aggressive as I can. Okay, you're good. Of course, yeah. I used to be like top only for a long time. And then I was dating a guy 3.5 years. And he was like, if you don't bottom, like, we're going to break up. So I actually looked up and I was like Googling, like, how do you bottom?
Oh, that video of that guy, like, teaching you how to douche online. Have you guys?
No, this was before that. Oh. But yeah, that's crazy. But no, I didn't know how to do any of that stuff, so I had to do a lot of learning, and it was painful at first, but I had poppers, you know, that was helpful.
Oh, did that help?
Yeah, it did a lot, yeah, and then I was like, oh, this is painful, and then, like, a few times later, if I was like, wow, is this safe? You have to stay regular practicing, like, your body, like, is adjusting constantly.
Gotcha.
You gotta have good breathing, you have to have a good partner, you have to have foreplay.
Right.
You know, people try to just shove it in there, it's kind of mess it up. People have little dicks. Little dicks can be fissures.
Really? Okay?
Yeah.
The if bigger they just, like, try to go for it?
Yeah, because it can pierce you, right? So, like, a bigger dick...
like a yep. knife?
Yeah, honestly, it's sharp. Mm-hmm. It's sharp and pointy, like a little finger, or, like, fingering too. But, like, a bigger dick, your whole track is going to move with it, you know? Compared to, like, you're putting a blanket over a little dick, right? Uh-huh. And it's like, maybe it'll move. Or maybe it will put a hole in you. Who knows?
So back to drag.
Yeah. We're going to be going all over the place today, so... Hey guys, my name is Maticus here on Say It Slay It. I am here with Cyber. I want to say Saber all the time. Saber.
I like that one too. Someone called me Cypher yesterday.
Cypher?
I kind of liked it.
Yeah, you like call me whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my Cash App is. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on with us today. I'm so happy to have flown here just for you to LA. But no, I've been following your, I want to say your battle. It's kind of like a battle.
Battle with makeup.
Your transition, your battle with makeup, yeah. and your growth of doing drag. You just hit your 100 days, right, recently?
I did.
Yeah?
Last week, I hit my 100 days.
Yeah.
I posted it. I was very nervous about posting it.
Because,
like, people were commenting, like, it better be good.
Better be great.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I did a photo shoot.
Yeah?
Which I thought was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought. And then, yeah, I just moved.
I thought it was pretty cool. I thought you were missing, like, maybe, like, some balloons, like, silver balloons of 100.
I was thinking of, like, balloons in the back.
Yeah, you definitely missed the Instagram moment. Okay. No, that's good. No.
Thank
Do
you
another 100 days. Let us know, you know, when you get there. 101. But, no, it was very cute and great to see you. Like, and you could tell, like, everybody is, like, really supportive, like, of your journey. And I think it's really hard, you know, like, every other, you know, queen I talk to, even today, like, you know, Nidja Lopez is like, she's like, yeah, I was like, why can I not find your photos from when you started? And she's like, well, I've done really, you know, good to hide them. And even Trinity the Tuck says, like, you know, that's something they'd want to go away. But luckily, you can go on the Facebook and find them because, like, you know, somebody forgot their password.
Yeah.
But it's important to see your growth, your glow up, right?
I was actually talking to some queens yesterday and they were like, yeah, I don't know how you do it. I have
those closer to you. Yeah, there you go.
I have those photos like hidden away.
Do you?
Like of starting drag. And I'm like, when I started drag, I tried it a couple times before that. When I started, I was like, I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
And like, because I want other people to start drag.
Yeah.
That was the point. I was like, you know what? This is a time where like it was right when the bands were happening, all the conservative mm-hmm. bands, and I was like, this is my, like, this, yeah. this is my moment.
It's my gay agenda,
like,
so.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, this is my time where I can show people, like, it's not all that. It's not dangerous. It's not scary.
Yeah.
It's not hunting children. It's just, like...
Yeah. Not on purpose. We don't really want your kid, but... You
know. Oh, my God.
But we will foster them into one of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We'll take them in. We'll be a better parent than you ever could be. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. It's unfortunate yeah. that way, but, you know, mm-hmm. quite accepting.
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I love this. What's the outfit, like, theme we got going on today?
It's like motorcycle girl.
But like Barbie.
Driving, but Barbie.
Yeah.
I always have like this vision of me being like on a motorcycle in the rain in this like futuristic city. And that's like what I want my peak drag to be.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll get there soon with
yeah, money. Yeah, you're getting there with money. Yes. Yeah, with hey, so send money. We're going to yeah. put the links down, right?
My Venmo.
Donate money. It's still a good cause. It's still a good
it
cause.
It is a good cause.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to read the intro or try to. And if not, I'll do it on my own. So, hey there, beautiful people. Gorgeous, beautiful, non-drag people. Or maybe drag. We don't know what you are. Welcome to Say It, Slay It. The one place where you can say anything you want because we don't care. I'm your host, Maticus X. We're ready to dive deep and fabulously into the fearless world of LGBTQ plus life. I think there's more letters now.
Yeah.
But I don't know them
probably.
All. Unfortunately, get ready because we're not holding anything back. Okay, that's my best readout. Today's guest is nothing short of sensational. They're hit on a major milestone of 100 days, as we said, living their truth in boldest way possible through drag. Please welcome the dazzling and the darling incomparable. Wow, that was hard. You can tell this was written a little bit by ChatGPT, mostly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the intro. Perfect. And then it says here that you said, thank you, Maticus. I'm thrilled to be here. And I'm ready
thank
to
you,
spill
the... Thank you, Maticus. I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm ready to spill the tea.
Yeah. And the sirens. Yeah, the sirens back that up.
The tea, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're going to be spilling some things today.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know, like, what kind of fluids, because I heard this studio... when I booked the studio, it did say, like, it does allow nudity. So they're like, yeah, they're like, OnlyFans is cool, whatever's cool. And I was like, awesome. Oh, I love it, like a nice fluid studio, yeah.
Free.
They're like, these windows actually have blocks behind there, like you block them all in, get a little crazy in here.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's trying to make money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do. It's rough out here.
Uh-huh. That's why I'm doing drag.
So that's great segment into where this drag started. So you've been doing drag for 100 days. I think it's been longer, let's be honest, right? A little longer than that.
It's been, I started in
It's been less. Oh my God.
It's actually only been 20.
Oh shit.
So I started in May and I would get in drag like 5 times a week. Sometimes mm-hmm. I couldn't get in drag. Sometimes I could.
Yeah.
It'd be like more or less. Mm-hmm. But every time I got in drag, I recorded it.
Yeah.
So now it's been 102 days of me filming, getting in drag.
Awesome.
And like posting it online.
Yeah.
The response has been sensational.
Yeah.
Did not expect it. Kind of expected it. No, I'm kidding.
Look at me, like what would you say?
Yeah.
You
know? But I was like, I'm so grateful mm-hmm. for all the help I've gotten and all the people that have like,
yeah,
you know, my journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been like phenomenal.
It's the consistency though, right?
It don't think? Absolutely is.
Yeah.
And the camera quality.
And the camera quality. Okay, so you went into drag. You've been doing it for 100 days recorded. Like, what kind of phone space do you have? Like,
I have like an M50 camera.
Oh.
And it pains me, but every time I like, post a new video, I'll delete everything else. So I don't save anything.
It's so hard.
And it's being a creator.
Yeah. But,
you know, I have to because like I just don't have the space for it on my camera.
Yeah.
It's just such a small little camera.
I don't know if you see all my drives over there, but like I have like duplicates of everything and I still lose stuff, you know?
Yeah, I was like, lose stuff.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many photos do you take at a time like to get the perfect shot?
I take a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
I'll take
delete all the ones you don't
want. Oh yeah, I delete them all. I'll take like 30-35 pictures. And then I'll just go through every single one. It's so fun for me. I love doing it. I'll be like, because drag queens love looking at themselves.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, but it's fun to delete them too.
Yeah. The ones I like don't like. It's
so
like a game.
Gosh, I don't know. Like, I'm like, what if I don't know. I have such a hard time.
I'll save the ones I love.
I think I have 60,000 photos on my phone.
Of you?
Yeah. I mean,
just like of self.
Okay. Nobody's ever asked me that. Wow.
Say it and slay it.
Yeah. Say slay. I'm actually like, I am the friend group Be Real host. Like, if you do something, if you fuck with me, I will fuck you up. Okay. I've got receipts. I've got receipts on every fucking one of you.
I'm
so don't do it.
Scared. Right
okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what have I sent to you?
You're good, you know?
Yeah. Thank you.
But I do have the screenshots.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to be posted right now.
So that's great. That means you have a lot of control. Like, what kind of personality type do you have to be able to do something like that?
Like,
Like, do you know your personality trait?
I'm just very, like, honest about myself.
Yeah.
I think that's why I was able to, like, post my journey so publicly. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, okay, this is bad, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Like we're you just have to be able to say that to yourself.
Yeah. Mm. That's insane. I still can't process that. I've never met anybody that can just, and they said a lot of photos, like 35. I think it took like 100, you know, and they're, I still have them all, you know, like from like today, you know, like, yeah. Like what do I do with
10
them?
Minutes ago, yeah.
And then I'll edit them. Not that I edit my photos. We all edit photos. Mm. And then I'm like, I'm going to keep them all just in case, you know?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, might need a better quality.
I think I just don't have the space. If I did, I'd keep them.
Yeah. I love keeping things. Mm. Well, that's awesome. So you, I've been doing drag for a while. Like, what got you into drag initially? Like, why? What was this big jump? Because it's like, you know,
kind of came out of
revolutionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stunning. So when I was like 13, 12, I had like this girl best friend in like school. She showed me Drag Race. And I was like, oh my God, this is like the best thing ever. And ever since then, I was obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have it on my phone. Like when my mom, before she like accepted my drag stuff, when she would see it on my phone, she would tell me to delete Instagram
because
she like didn't want to see the drag stuff. I grew up in a very like conservative area.
Yeah.
I had very like Christian parents, mm-hmm. which I totally respect their religion and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, at one point, I like wanted to do it so bad. I would buy drag stuff and I would just tuck it under my bed. I'd wait to hear my dad go to sleep. I'd pull everything out, pull like a mirror out and just like start putting it on.
Yeah.
It was awful, way worse than my day one.
Yeah.
But I just like loved it so much.
Where are those photos?
You want them? I actually do have them.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, an exclusive.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are the not seen before? That's awesome. So let's see. Like, okay, so you got into drag, you were into it at a younger age.
Very young.
But what we're missing here is like what, obviously something happened. And
oh, like the push.
What's the pivot here? That like,
So I always knew I was going to do it when I moved to LA, but I came here for acting. Mm-hmm. So I was in acting school.
Yeah.
Right when I graduated, like it was May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is the time.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm out of school. I'm on my own now completely. I was like, this is the time to start doing it.
What kind of actor did you want to be?
Film.
Okay, mm-hmm. Just any film.
Yeah, I love film acting. Yeah. I also do like stage, like comedy acting, like mm-hmm. characters and stuff.
Got
it. Super fun for me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite?
Like to do?
On the spot, yeah.
I can do Trump.
You can do Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little Trump.
You're so gay, you're very gay. Is that pretty good?
I mean, it's okay. I think he's a little bit more intense.
You're so gay, you're very gay. Maticus. You say it, you slay it. I don't want to hear any of it.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
Almost. He's a little deeper. Yeah. Yeah, you're good.
I'm like, let me fine tune it now.
Yeah. You're like, well.
I'm like, one second.
One second.
Cut here. Yeah.
Yeah. He has a very distinct voice. Right? I think so, yeah. You're hearing what I'm hearing, right? I was kidding.
Are we hearing the same thing?
Yeah, because like, I don't know. It didn't sound like I was getting fired. Like, you're
okay.
What's another one? What do you like? What's a drag queen that you like to impersonate?
Oh my God. I don't really impersonate a drag queen.
Really? Why not?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What's like a drag queen that people impersonate?
I mean, a ton of them. Like, they all have like their things. Like Georgie.
Georgie?
Yeah.
Who's Georgie?
Oh my God. Trixie.
Yeah, she doesn't really have a tone of like voice,
you're right,
though.
She's just like queen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
RuPaul. Slushy?
That's what she would say to me.
Yeah.
I'll try to do RuPaul. It's only like one word.
Okay.
You're going to cut this out.
Yeah. Action.
Michelle. And thank you guys so much for watching.
He was just like, lip sing for your life.
But yeah.
You know, she practices it, though.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I don't think they said that she's, you know, been accused of not actually being on set.
So, oh, yeah. In Down Under.
Yeah, that's why she slapped
that's why
queen.
She slept Spanky Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Spanky won. So,
yeah. Do you think it's like,
hopefully
do you believe it?
Next.
Do you believe in the conspiracy that like they already chose like who the winner is before the show begins? So like,
I think in some cases that they have storylines probably already produced from like the cast they've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sure they have a good idea where they want to go.
Yeah.
But I also think sometimes it's like they don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Best example of this is Naomi Smalls on her season,
yeah,
she was lip syncing against Acid Betty, who I love. Thank you for sending me makeup. And every, I think production expected Acid Betty to win the lip sync, but Naomi Smalls was giving like body and leg,
yeah,
and they didn't expect that. So they saved her, and then Naomi ended up making top three.
Yeah.
And then having this huge legacy.
Well,
so
you live and you learn. I'm just kidding. I think they can control, they control most of it. But I was, you know, we had, yeah, you know, Nejo Lopez on here before you came in today, and they sent her home first, practically, right? Or was it first or second?
I read somewhere that,
yeah,
she went home in the 3 out of 5 episodes she's competed in.
Yeah.
Which I thought was crazy.
Well, then they brought her back, and they're like, you're going home again.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, the thing is, like, she's a pageant queen, mm-hmm, you know?
And she's won Continental, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's just so crazy.
So they had someone on the season before with Continental to win,
yeah,
right? So, like, what she said made sense, and I didn't think of it until today, mm-hmm, is that, like, okay, well, we send her home first, like, it's going to make everyone else look better, you know? Like, if we're sending home the Continental queen,
yeah,
everybody else, this is a good show, we need, everyone needs to tune in. And then they brought her back. I'm like, what a slap in the face. You know, they're like, and you go home again.
You know, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, they did her a little dirty.
Yeah.
I thought her verse in All-Stars,
mm-hmm,
eight was,
yeah,
so
eight,
good. Body's, yeah, so snatched. Like, yeah. I think about that all the time. She killed that.
Yeah, she's a queen bee for, mm-hmm, sure. I love her.
Wait, can I tell you what happened?
Yeah, tell me what happened. Oh, yeah, yeah.
This literally is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. I've not stopped thinking about it.
And, yeah,
the phone going on.
So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Ridiculous, rude,
yeah, crazy. So I was performing at Outfitters Wig.
Where?
And like Outfitters Wig, it's on Hollywood Boulevard. It's where I got my wigs.
Star, okay.
BB, she gave me like my first wigs. That, so amazing.
That Teletubby wig thing you got,
no,
going,
no,
on?
No, not that one. That was Barbie dicks. But I like my blonde wig, mm-hmm, that I have rot. It's rotted now.
Oh,
that's where I got that from because I just use it so much. She's so amazing. So she brings me like perform for their like performances.
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave early because I had work the next morning, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like I have to go. Thank you so much. She's like, okay, you can go out the back. So I was like, I'm walking out the back of like this on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
And I look on a chain link fence. They're doing a photo shoot.
Oh.
These two drag queens.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like I don't want to be in this photo shoot. Who is, yeah, that? And then they looked over and she was like, the girl was like, oh my God, girl, you match. Get over here.
What?
It was Priyanka.
What?
Doing a photo shoot.
And you're in it?
With Sasha Velour.
Shut up.
So I was like,
oh. And they got you?
She was like, girl, come here. Like, she's like, this is your moment.
Yeah.
I was fucking, I don't know if they'll even post a picture. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that.
Why not? You didn't sign anything.
I guess not.
Right.
But I took a picture with them. I'll send it to you so you can like,
yes, show. Yeah, that's crazy.
I haven't posted or anything.
Oh.
I didn't know if I was supposed to post it. I don't know if it's like a we're here thing.
Oh, I mean, do they not live here?
No. Does Priyanka live in LA?
I don't know where anybody lives.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I only have your address.
No, yeah. Thank you. I think Priyanka doesn't live here.
Mm-hmm.
But
That's fucking crazy, though. That's so cool.
Isn't that literally the,
yeah,
fucking crazy?
I hope they post that.
Isn't
that'd
that
be really
so
cool.
Crazy?
Yeah.
So
crazy. Did they get your social?
Well, I walked over and I was like, she's like, girl, post. So I like started posing because I did like three,
yeah,
photo shoots.
Yeah.
And I was like, and she was like, oh my God, good. I was like, I'll pretend I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So like, I like had a picture and like, mm-hmm, they were in it. And I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. And then Priyanka was like, so what are you doing after this? Like trying to get me to leave. And I was like,
is that you think? Or they?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure like I was busting their,
yeah, you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, I need to get out of here. So I was like,
I'll take my roller bag and go.
I was like, I love you two so much. Like, such insane inspirations for me. And I tried to take a picture with them and my hand was shaking. So like she, aww, took it. And then I like walked away. I was like, bye. I was like, my name's Cyber. And then they were like, Cyber.
Yeah.
It was just such a cool moment.
You should hit them up on Instagram. You should post it and then so they'll see it.
Should I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I did DM them, but I think they're too busy.
Well, no, post it so they know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
And they're like, oh, that fucking bitch from the alley.
Who would not
love her?
Photo shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
She needs a mama.
Should I put it on my story?
Yeah, I'd post it as a regular post.
The picture's just so bad. I'm like,
is it?
Back, like,
we'll look at it. We'll look at it. Yeah.
They look like stunning. And I'm like,
yeah. Well, maybe they got a good photo of you guys together and you'd be like,
yeah, that would be so cool.
You could like comment like that.
Cause I said, my name's Cyber. Like, I'm doing drag queens for,
yeah,
like becoming a drag queen for 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the guys taking the pictures was like, oh,
yeah.
So he recognized me.
Oh, cool. So maybe, cool. Well, maybe you could also DM them the picture, you know?
Oh, I should.
Yeah. And then they'll know who you are. And then like, hey, if you post that, would you mind tagging me? I don't know. You could just be chill.
Yeah.
They're all people too. Like, these queens are nice. You know,
no.
As long as you ask for too
all
much.
The queens I've met have been so nice.
Well, you know, to your face.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck that bitch. I can't believe it. She just
some
walked up here
twinkie.
And she got up on our fence. I'll cut you.
They invited me.
Yeah. She's like, I was saying, hey, get out of my way.
Yeah. She's like, hey, can you leave?
Can you?
Yes, I'll take
pictures. Hey, can you move? Okay, let her get her moment. No, I was kidding. I really hope that comes out for you. That slay.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get those slays in. It's like, slay. That's my first slay all day. Slay. That's so cool.
For gay people to say slay.
Yeah. Can we get a slay for the rip slay? Okay. Wow. That's
isn't like, that so
yeah, crazy? I would have been blown away.
I haven't told anyone other than like my friend about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I told her boyfriend too. No, I was kidding.
Damn it.
Yeah, he called me earlier.
Fuck.
I was kidding. No. That's amazing. So it's crazy the people you meet in the alley, you know?
Yeah. The best experience I've had in an alley.
I would be taking the back exit more often now, right? Yeah. Let's see. You're like, Pano paparazzi. Let's not eat anything. Okay. What's like for the police? It's been a pretty sorry, like light day today.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. So I assume like as you've been growing, you know, over your 100 days, and even in this last moment of the story you just told that you've been, you know, you doubting yourself a little bit. How do you get through that?
Damn, that's a good question. I definitely have like doubted myself a bit. I was actually thinking about this on the drive over,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I haven't really been to a place in my drag where I'm like, I'm having fun with it.
Really?
You know? Because I think because I've been posting everything, I feel just pressure to like improve a lot every time. I feel pressure like what people are gonna say.
Yeah.
So because I'm like thinking about that tied to my drag, I'm like, oh my god, like I can't have fun with it. I'm working on like being a good performer in drag because I think that's super important. Like I want to be a really good lip syncer, and I'm just not.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been like really struggling with that.
Yeah,
because like I'm not a dancer by trade.
Did you say watermelon?
Yeah, I'm just gonna do that because like I need to emote, but I also need to dance with the music. I'm like this because I'm an actor.
And you got to collect.
This is like a whole new world mm-hmm. for me. And I've just been like trying to learn it and I'm just not having fun.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm like, I need to be good because I've always wanted this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe me having fun will let me be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely have to find, you know, the fun in it for sure.
What if
damn,
this podcast, that's tough. Like, my hair's been like covered.
Has it? I don't think so. No. We'll just put it over the whole thing. Yeah. I'll put an emoji over you. That's good.
No. On like, on
like,
Patreon.
Like, who the fuck was that? Yeah.
That nobody.
No, whatever. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing great. And fuck all those fucking haters. Yeah. Do you like when people like write mean things on your posts, like do you delete them or you like let people eat them up?
Okay. Sometimes it's like a lot of the time I just don't respond because I don't care.
Yeah.
And like, it literally just me not caring. It's not me being like you have no life and you're commenting on my post. It's me. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Next.
I've seen you respond exactly what you just said. So you're like, I don't care. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Stuff. Sometimes I'll respond because like it's just like I'm just in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
I got this hate comment on Reddit the other day. Oof. It was a paragraph.
Yeah.
Saying like, I hate how white twinks. You're not making any of your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like producing your own shows. You have all these followers. This person was saying like, I have 5,000 followers and I like do everything, produce my own shows, make my own wigs.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it just sucks to see some white twink come up in here and like,
yeah,
you know, be all good.
So what happens when you have negative energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
you, bitch.
I did respond. I was like, well, like this attitude is probably why you're not that
successful. Yeah, probably. Maybe if you like ask for help, you know, or like be nice to people.
But also, that's her.
They're coming for you, babe. Yeah. Yeah.
But also, like, I'm learning how to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I'm not doing it. Like, mm-hmm. My mom's going to teach me how to sew. Yay.
Yeah.
And then my boyfriend's mom is also teaching me how to sew, which is...
But you're not going to tell, like, either mom, yeah, right? Yeah. So you're like, they're going to think you're learning really
fast.
I'm
going to make something from one and then, like, show the other. And be like,
look how I'm improving so quickly.
Yeah,
exactly. How do you know how to do that?
I'm, like, learning how to do it, but obviously I'm only 100 days in.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a slow process.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's up to you. You're in control here.
That is true.
Yeah. Don't forget that. You have to manifest things. If you want to sew, say that you can sew. You might not be good at it.
Yeah. like a Lala Ree. Like, I can sew.
I did a great job. They're like, if you just put your mind to it, you can do anything, I think. Yeah.
I wouldn't know, but.
Yeah. Don't try like, you know, electrical work or plumbing or anything, you know, like
anything.
I can do it. Yeah. We make it like
manifesting being a NASA. Yeah.
Okay, so we had talked about this before when we met over the computer, but I think your energy kind of sparked me on a person that like just like leaves the house on like low energy on their phone, right?
Right.
So like, speaking of, you know, turning things around and manifestation, right? So You're like that friend that leaves the house on 7% battery. You know, have you done that?
Yeah.
No?
Sometimes when I'm going to a performance.
When you're going to a performance?
My phone's like
dead. And you just don't give a fuck. You're like...
Yeah. I'm like, well...
Yeah, you're like, is it because like you know that you'll find somewhere to charge the phone or you just don't care?
Well, at the time, I'm like, I'm just worrying about like the performance.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care about my phone. And then afterwards, I'm like...
Shit.
Oh my God, let me check Instagram. So like, give me a charger. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, take my Venmo.
$0. Okay.
That's crazy. I've lived in the same city for over 8 years, and I still Google Maps everywhere.
So oh.
I'm like, yeah, like, how can you not?
I'm literally doing it.
I'll get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's crazy.
Well, I do it every once in a while, but
yeah.
not too frequently.
How would you tell someone else to just, like, not care? Like, hey, just, like, do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, it also yeah. in terms of, like, their drag. And, yeah, like,
their drag. Everything, yeah. Just get out there.
It's just, like, no one cares as much as you think they do, even if you're like really popular.
Yeah.
Like people just see like kind of like what they imagine. Like you're kind of just like a face.
Yeah.
A billboard of like what they only see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, that's what they see. So like they don't know you.
Yeah.
They don't know your whole life.
Yeah.
You have a bad performance one day. I've had plenty of bad acting performances, plenty of bad drag, all drag bad. But I've been like, you know what? I'm learning. And then I'll just be on. It's for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be for anyone else.
Just keep getting out there and killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your battery percentage doesn't have to be for everyone else.
You did say you're performing at the Bayou tonight, right?
I am performing at the
Which
Bayou.
Which is the darkest club on this trip.
Thank God, so no one could see my performance.
Yeah. It's like, she's like, you know, if you're having trouble, like, go to the club that, you know, like, where it starts. You know?
Exactly.
And
perform as much as you can.
Yeah, perform as much as you can. Yeah. How do you do there? Like, I don't even know how you can move around.
At the Bayou?
Just push people.
My first time performing.
Oh.
At the Bayou, yeah.
Okay.
First time. But I performed at Stash, WeHo.
Mm-hmm.
I've done their competition a couple times.
Yeah.
It's very interesting performing in drag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to figure it out. But when I do have fun with it, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I love drag.
Yeah.
I still love it. Even if I'm like, it stresses me out, like posting about it. I'm obsessed with it.
Do you get something like, you know, like comparable to like a runner's high, like Mitcho?
Yeah, you could say that. Especially when you have like a shot or a drink, because they give you like drink tickets if you're performing sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're like, the audience is like cheering, you did something.
Yeah.
And you feel like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It.
I'd be in the mirror like before the show, like, you're not fucking, like looking at my tuck.
Yeah, and everyone's like, what is happening?
Wait, he's out on the stage. Oh, no, you call me yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, drink tickets can get me in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you a lightweight or?
I'm definitely lightweight.
Because
a lot of the time I'm doing drag, so I don't eat before. Oh, one like mixed drink.
That's
I'm on the stage fumbling.
What's your drink of choice?
I love a vodka.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that
pretty basic? Yeah. I don't know if it's. Yeah, I think it's just. Yeah. Bartenders probably love you.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
It's easy.
Yeah. I think
it's
very on tap here.
I'm 21.
Yeah.
So I haven't been to the bars that much drinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I haven't like learned. You know.
What about if someone buys your drink? You're like, the 1942.
No one's bought me a drink before.
What?
Because when I turned 21, I've been with someone.
Yeah.
You know, so like,
yeah.
I've never had that experience before.
So you have a partner.
I do have a partner.
Yeah.
He's the love of my life.
You guys are closed, open?
Closed.
Okay.
Big.
You had to think about it.
Yeah. No. I was like,
what's the difference?
I don't see open for me ever.
Yeah.
Like, I know tons of people can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it because you're jealous or because of love interest?
Super insecure.
Yeah, no.
Just can't do it. Yeah. I'm like, who are you with? What are you doing?
There's some things I'm confident about.
Yeah. But this is not it.
This isn't it. Yeah. It's me.
I'm super confident in like the relationship.
Yeah.
It's just like, I get really like jealous. I don't know what it is.
I love a partner that's like, where are you at? Who are you with? What are you doing?
Literally.
And I'm like, they love me so much.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, that's what it should be.
You care so much about what I'm doing.
Mm, yeah.
But then I'm like, why are you sending me those things about what you're doing? You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why are you worried?
Do you do that? Like, do you like text your partner and like all the things that you'd ask from them? Like, hey, this is where I'm going. This is who I'm going to be with.
It's very mutual.
Yeah.
We're just like, hey, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to this place.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like, honestly, it feels like we've been together for a really long time.
Yeah.
But it's only been like a year and a half now.
A year and a half. Yeah.
But for a gay relationship, that's like 10 years.
Yeah. I keep hearing that a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not 10 years, but.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Two dates in on a gay relationship, You two are engaged.
Listen, I hate to break it to you, but a year and a half is not 10 years, okay? 3 years max. Like, 10 years.
Not good.
Yeah, that's like, you're just like wishing death on everyone else's relationship. So like, you guys can't stay together, so I'm gonna, you can't judge yours against theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No comparison, especially close relationships. Monogamy is really cool, mm-hmm. you know, for people that can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But a lot of people want open relationships. It's rare to meet people that want to be in a monogamous relationship.
Really? People like, I feel like definitely in the gay scene. I just haven't really been in the gay scene out here that much.
Well, you're 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're about to get crazy, so.
Well, hopefully.
You're working in the club.
Yeah, in the club.
You're like, listen, I'm just here that I'm taking the exit out of the back.
Yeah,
so,
like, I'll perform and then leave early for some reason.
You don't hang out or?
Not really.
Really?
I'm always like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, before I even started drag, like, as Josh, like, I would be at a club or, like, I'm with at a party with friends. I'm always the first person to leave. I don't know what it is. I'm just, like, the second I feel like, oh, I don't want to be here, I just leave.
It's pretty sus.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's good, though. I like great control.
Yeah. I never get, like, too drunk. I'm just, like, uh-huh. I'm a very homey person. I love being at home. I love being on my computer, playing video games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm, like, a nerd.
Well, I mean, I believe that part.
Okay, go ahead.
You're like, if you guys are having like game night or something,
yeah. I'll stay for that, but not drinking.
You guys are playing Crash or whatever? I'm like, okay.
Weirdos.
That's fun. That's crazy. Okay. Well, you're wait, like, how old is your boyfriend?
He's 21 as well. Imagine I'm like, he's 30.
Wait, you... I was waiting for
10
like,
years?
Yeah, he's like, he's 17 now. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. No, we're the same age.
Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
We met at Coachella, actually.
Oh, Coachella.
Yep, I was on Tinder on my phone. The first time I'd ever downloaded Tinder.
On Coachella?
And I was like, I was just looking at it because I was like bored because I had it, seeing like who's around you, you know? And then the guy popped up and I was like looking at his profile and I was like looking around and I see him.
And
because it said he was like very close.
Oh.
And I was like, I went up to talk to him and I was like,
wow,
this is you.
Yeah.
And he like said yes.
Had you had matched already? Or you just saw.
I swiped on him, and then we had matched. He had already liked.
Oh, okay. You're like, I feel confident.
Imagine if I swiped, like,
yeah,
bye. But then we started talking. He was like, like, he lives in Orange County. I live in LA.
How'd you approach? Like, what's up?
I was just,
or just have your phone out.
I was literally so blunt. I was like,
is this you?
Yeah, and he was like, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, all right, this is me.
And then it's actually a very cute story.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cute. So you guys like just like connected from there? Did you keep hanging out or?
Yeah, we went on like a couple dates. Like we talked a lot before then. We went on a couple dates and then it was history.
Yeah, but you guys hang out at Coachella or you just like got like exchange information?
Actually, not really. We exchanged because we were both with friends.
Yeah,
and then like later we
I just want to know how crazy you are. You're like, you know, fuck my friends.
You know what's crazy? I just made that whole story up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
We just met on Tinder and then we went on a date.
I like the Coachella though.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, she's practicing her acting.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, though. I thought I was a good storyteller.
That's the first time I've, like, tried to
try to produce that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was at Coachella, and I didn't see you there.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I've never been to Coachella.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually, like, hurt my foot really bad there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I had a wheelchair.
You were in a wheelchair at Coachella?
Well, I had to get, my leg was all fucked up. But, yeah, they had to, like, wheel me around and stuff. I got to go on golf carts and stuff.
At Coachella.
Yeah. 88
so
is pretty lit.
Famous.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I'm like, hey, get special stage.
Yeah. Put me on stage.
Yeah. I like tore like a sort of ligament or something.
Yeah.
I was like,
wow.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
That's insane.
Yeah. You know, but the walk to go to Coachella is intense. It's insane. You wouldn't know that, but.
I wouldn't.
That's a good story. I like
my
I like
boyfriend was though.
Well, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you've taken that. You like built the character.
I've created the story.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. You're doing good. You're doing good. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I'd invite you back to the casting.
I'm so worried my hair has been, like, covering my face because I've been, like, trying.
I don't think so. I mean, it's covering, like, a part of your face, but your face is definitely...
Yeah, I'm getting...
It's definitely showing.
Nose, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's not. Like, it's, like, right here, you know?
Yeah. I'm like...
If you turn that way, it's going to cover your face.
Thank you so much for...
I'm gonna look at him like, oh my God, his whole face is covered.
This fucking bitch.
Yeah, but to put your just flat photo on there.
I'm just gonna stare at it.
Yeah, we could look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you a side eye.
Okay, so you met your boyfriend today. Today. It's been like 10 years. So you met on Tinder. Like what made him the guy, the one?
Our personalities just match up like super well.
Yeah.
He's my first like long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
First person I ever went on a date with on Tinder.
Yeah.
And we just like perfect, like it was perfect.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just gonna pick one, the first one, yeah, and that's it. I'm close off the app.
I definitely like I talked to like a bunch of guys, mm-hmm. but he was the first person like I talked to consistently.
Yeah,
and it was just like perfect from there.
Yeah,
I like how this is like not relatable at all.
No, it can be. I mean, people date, right?
Yeah,
yeah, not relatable.
No, just like I found the perfect guy first time.
I mean, it can be like it's an interesting story.
Interesting for sure.
You know, I wonder if it'll work out, but
imagine I'm back here like 2 months, like,
yeah, like, hey, so what man. Happened? Yeah, I did my best and I found out that he was still on Tinder.
I thought Grindr on his phone.
Oh no, that sucks. That would really suck. Yeah. But no, like me, that's a cute little story. Mm. You know, now I don't know if it's really Tinder. I feel like it was Grindr.
No, it was Tinder.
You know, yeah.
I've never ever met up with anyone on Grindr.
Yeah,
because like
you're just wasting their time, right? You know?
Oh yeah, I just get the compliments. Well, I used to, but it was like. It was weird because on Grindr, you don't know. Like, I'm scared that I'm going
to
get something.
Oh, like a disease. I was scared they're going to kill me.
Oh, really?
I'm
never worried about that.
You're worried about, like an STI that's going to kill you? Time. I'm worried about them being the murderer. Yeah, thanks for coming over, slasher.
Maybe. No? I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have that.
You guys are, well, you shouldn't. You're in a relationship.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hear that, boyfriend? Well, like that's crazy. I'd be really scared to go to people's houses on Grindr, because you have no idea what you're coming into. But I guess like people get turned on by the adrenaline. But
because it's like, yeah, literally could be a murderer. So
I don't know if they think of it that way.
Gay people will do anything.
Yeah, anything to get dicked. Happy. Yeah, yep. get dicked. Yeah, dick down. That's what you're saying, right? Yeah.
Is this earring falling off right now?
No. Is it a clip-on?
Yeah.
Wow.
My ears are not pierced.
You're a little pussy, huh?
Thank you, the kitty. Yeah. For making these.
Like, people send you stuff?
Yeah. People send everything I have.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, have sent me.
How many people send you nudes that you don't want?
No one's ever sent me a nude.
Really?
On Instagram, I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yeah.
You're like, you know. Like,
I get them all the time.
I've sent you. No.
Yeah. No, I get them all the time. No, I get a lot of messages that I don't want.
I think because of what I'm doing, I think because of what you're doing too, you're going to get a lot more nudes because you're outside gay clubs, like interviewing people.
Yeah.
So
I think people think it's hot. Like they like know that I've done things nude and they're like, oh yeah, let me send Atticus like photos of myself nude. I'm
like,
do you have
an OnlyFans?
Not anymore.
You had one?
Yeah.
What is that like?
Oh, we're getting turned around.
I'm so curious actually.
What is it like? It is like having another business. Yeah.
Because like I'm having a business.
It is like having a business. I think, in my perspective, is like, you know, you're managing your audience or people, and you're, you know, having engaging conversations. But it is very stressful, kind of like similar to what you're doing. Mm. You know, so you're having to post things. You can kind of like lose your sex drive.
How do you feel about like your body? You know,
your body
posting it so publicly.
Mm, I love my body.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very sex positive, body positive.
Yeah, because if I'm watching porn. And I'm like, oh, this is crazy. Don't put this in. Like, if I'm watching porn and, like, I'm watching a guy, I see his face.
Yeah.
And then I watch him come.
Yeah.
I just saw every part of everything.
Yeah.
You have no more secrets.
Well,
I've seen the most personal thing ever. So, like.
What do you think? Yeah.
Never mind. But I've always thought that. I'm like, that's so, like, it's so public, you know?
Yeah, maybe. So, it depends. My perspective on, like, you know, being nude is different. So, like, I think that. Everyone's bodies are unique and interesting and fascinating and beautiful, eclectic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has something special about themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
You might be able to view that, but there's something that you don't have, like if you're dating somebody that you get to have that, you know, that someone's sharing it with you. So people could always want to be you or want to see you or whatever. And I would never criticize anybody for like them, you know, being out there and people seeing things for them. That's people want them more. Mm-hmm. But when you look, especially in your relationship, you know, sometimes partners get jealous over that. And they're like, oh my God, other people have seen you. But just remind yourself that like you have that person, right?
Right. And
it's not about like, oh, people have seen you, like, blah, 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 it's a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Like you should be proud of your partner, you know, on anything that they've ever done. Of course, there's learning experiences and stuff that, as we grow.
Right.
But you want them to continue to love themselves
mm-hmm.
and you should love them too.
Yeah,
and you
I totally
know,
get that.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, some people do like go into porn. I went into porn because I was in a really bad place in my life.
Right.
And it really got me out of like a rut and it advanced me.
Oh, wow.
And I don't even know. I probably wouldn't be where I was today without it. I didn't do it very long, but it made my life easier. Or I mean, like made things accessible.
Yeah.
The things that I couldn't get my hands on before. I was working like 3 jobs at one time.
Oh, wow. So did you, you know, you made good money from it?
Yeah, for a minute, like enough just to kind of get rolling.
Really? Wow.
Because like I was working these 3 jobs and I'd make like $500, you know, $400 every 2 weeks from 3 jobs, you know?
Wow.
And you do like one set, like porn is like between like, you know, $700, $800, $1,500 a shoot.
Wow. I guess.
And it's just like, bam, like think of the things you can do when you're like living paycheck to paycheck behind. And it just like gave me an advancement where I can get ahead of myself.
Sure. So you have money like saved up.
Well, not necessarily, but I was able to like put like a deposit down to rent a house. And then I like monopolized it where I rented out the 2 other rooms and I had a room. And then like, then I wasn't paying rent. And then I was like, I was able to just get myself ahead.
Got
right?
it.
So then I can start having money to do things. And I was able to get a better car, the one that was reliable. You know, like I didn't have, my parents weren't supporting me. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on my own.
I just recently started like the grind.
Yeah.
Like I'm on my own, paying my own rent. Because now that I'm out of school, my parents are like, you need to pay your own rent now. And I'm like, just started doing that. And
tough love.
It's awful. It's awful.
But as hard as that might be, I don't know your situation, but your parents were probably there.
Oh, for sure.
You know, if you
I have it really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm actually very grateful they're making me like figure it out on my own.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to, but they're making me.
But it's good. It's good to learn like that. And I don't throw anyone down that has a different experience than mine because like you could still learn the same lessons. Mm-hmm. Well, similar, I guess. Everybody understands like their own worst is worse, right?
Yeah.
So like I went to school with like, you know, all these girls that had like matching Mercedes and blah, blah, blah. Like,
sure.
I was like, their bad day could be like they got the wrong color car. Uh-huh. You know, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm not crying. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm.
You just thought about the Mercedes and teared up.
She's scratchy. It talks a lot.
I should have turned my ringer off before we start.
Do you want to turn it up? I can turn it off. There's just a little button right here.
Yeah.
On the stand.
So popular.
I know.
Yeah, I feel like you're saying it's cool to put yourself out there if you have social anxiety.
Yeah. Because meeting you, you were like, I don't like talking to people. Like, I'm very like, socially, like you don't want to talk to people, and you put yourself out there because of that, and I think that's very like impressive.
I don't think it's that I don't want to talk to people, it's that I don't necessarily know how, and so I'm like constantly trying different things and like trying to put myself out there, and it's overwhelming,
right? You do a pretty good job at it.
Thank you.
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
But you know, as any person, I assume, because we all think differently, like you think like, did I do that connection right? I think about everything I said after
Priyanka and
So I was like, what
did I say?
Like, I was rerunning
every moment.
So
and they're like, who was that?
Like, I'll like literally run into people I know at the clubs. Like, I'm very like well known in Austin, and I'll like walk up to them and say hi. And I'm like, okay, I think I've been standing here too long. You know, like I think I'm like
really
in someone's like personal space.
Yeah.
So like I go out by myself a lot, and even like with my own friends and stuff, it's just like weird.
Yeah. But
you can figure it out as you go. I go.
Yes, you do.
I'll go off.
And you have.
Yeah. So, girl, she's coughing today now. So other questions here, we're going to kind of switch off topic of just drag. So I know you're in a happy, beloved relationship.
I am.
Right? Have you dated before outside of that?
I've had a relationship before that, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been catfished before?
No, I don't think I have.
No? You would know.
Yeah.
You're like,
usually,
I was the catfish.
I'm the catfish. Yeah. No, I've never been catfished before. I've only been on like... Wow, I've only been on like 2 dates, or 3, and 2 of them ended up like I dated them for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you're like a serial dater.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. Yeah. You're like you're not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just like that sort of thing is just not my.
You're the one.
Forte.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah, we don't have to ask any questions. I'm happy with this.
Yeah. Exactly.
So would you say what could you buy with your body count then if you haven't dated? You're like, that's a different story.
What's a dollar?
It's a dollar per person.
I think I have one body.
What?
Yeah.
What? I think you can't remember?
No, I was drunk all the other time.
Can we follow a friend?
No, I only have one body.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In your basement?
That I've hidden.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, that's good. Congratulations.
Yeah. I told you when like we went over the questions before this.
Yeah.
I was like, I just don't have any like sexual, crazy sexual experiences.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's okay. We're all different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all different, better.
Overall. We're all, some of us are, you know, have experiences and some of us don't. Yeah.
Some of us don't have experiences. Some of us are cool.
Some of us are cooler. No, it's good. That has nothing to do with you being cool. You know, like, that's what I'll say to your face. So, yeah, you do take away from some of these things or whatever. But so it sounds like you definitely don't hook up with people a lot, you know, obviously.
I don't think I've ever.
Yeah, you're super committed. I love that for you. That's great. Happy love.
You're like, that's great content.
But okay. Have you ever walked in like on any of your friends hooking up with somebody?
I did have roommates before.
Oh.
I have my current roommate and I was rooming with a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every once in a while I'd hear.
I would just hear it.
Yeah. I've never walked in on anyone though.
Oh, I'm not trying hard. What's going on in here?
Yeah, I need to get out there.
Are you guys okay?
What's I need to put on? Myself out there.
Yeah.
Anyone need help in here?
You never walked into the alley and you're like, hey, what's going on? No. Into the bathroom at the club. You really are.
To Priyanka and Sasha.
Yeah. Yeah, they were doing a photo shoot. Yeah.
Get in here.
Okay. What's a irresistible red flag that like turns you on about guys? It's like something that should.
I think I like when they're just like a little toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah. When like.
In what way?
They don't like me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think growing up, I liked a lot of straight guys.
Yeah.
Because obviously like. That's a very huge thing in the gay culture is like you have a straight friend and you have a crush on him, but he's like just friends with you, or maybe he leads you on a bit for the attention.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like
do that.
Yeah. It happens every once in a while. But I think, wait, what was the question?
What's like an irresistible red flag?
Yeah. So, like, I think a little bit of like, because I developed that sort of nature where I just kept liking these straight guys, that when I met like a guy that like, kind of liked me but not all the way, I was like, okay, this is good, this is what I like, you know.
Yeah,
so I'd say that one.
Yeah,
just psychoanalyze
myself. So no, it's good. You should it sounds like you're pretty psycho for sure. No,
he's
like,
psycho.
Like, well, the thing is like I delete the photos on my phone that I don't like, and then
just like a normal thing,
like just a normal thing. I don't know any other person that does that.
Really?
I don't know one like, not, do you guys? I don't know when.
If I don't like a picture of myself, I'm just going to delete it.
I mean, like, I find, like, a picture, yeah, like, that's a bad picture, but, like, I'm not, like, I just keep the ones I like. That's really good control. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, we're going to go off the cuff here.
Yeah.
You know, no printed ChatGPT questions for you. So, you know, you've been on this crazy journey. Like, if you were to do it again, what are some things you'd do different?
That's a good question. Wow, I think a majority of it I would keep the same, because it genuinely was like me showing how I was starting.
Yeah.
So like all of it was very like, if it happened, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would have tried to focus less on makeup, because I think a lot of my days were just like, because a lot of how you go viral on a lot of social media apps is you need like a hook in the first 5 seconds, which I'm sure you know.
Right.
So when I kept doing like, this is what I look like day one. Stay till the end and see what I look like.
That was good.
Yeah. It's a very hookable thing.
Yeah.
So, and I got a million views doing that for makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let me just redo that.
Yeah.
But because I did that so much, I didn't really get to do other stuff. Like a lot of people wanted me to try pads, my splits.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A lot of other stuff I wish I would try, but now I can, you know?
Yeah. You're free now. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. No, keep it up.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. So have you tried pads yet?
I have not.
Yeah.
Are you going to? Probably at some point, just to see how they feel.
How many pairs of tights do you wear?
One.
I
just have one pair of tights because I just bought it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Damn. Like, they're saying, like, some people wear, like, 10, you know, to keep the pads in place.
Yeah, I think I probably will once I like,
get the like couch cushions in there. Yeah. Like, we're going to make two. We'll put it whatever is necessary.
Exactly. Yeah, I probably will do it, but I just haven't done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a breastplate or anything?
I don't have a breastplate. I do have, like, inserts, and I have, like, a bra. But I need a breastplate.
Yeah.
I feel like it looks way better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, yeah.
Yeah. I do want to try other stuff. I just don't know what to try yet, because I've just loved drag for such a long time.
Yeah.
There's so much to it. I want to try to like style my own wig, make my own outfits. Oof. I just don't have the skill yet.
A lot of directions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to be the next thing?
Well, I have a lot of ideas I want to do. I need money for them.
Yeah.
So I am trying to figure out how to make like an income from something. That will supply my drag.
Yeah.
So I might, if I have to take a break from drag to figure this out, I will, because I really want to pursue it.
Yeah.
But I do want to be like the Mr. Beast of drag.
Yeah.
Like I want to do YouTube videos where I'm like, I took 100 drag queens and I did the ultimate lip sync tournament.
That's really cool.
Like I want to do stuff that's like not RuPaul's Drag Race, but still furthering drag. Because a lot of people's dream is to be on Drag Race.
Yeah.
Because that is currently is our peak media for drag.
Yeah.
But I'd want to be a different peak media for drag.
But you know, you could do that at like smaller scale and then like grow it.
Right? I do. I'm just so like nervous.
Like, I need 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'm not doing it. So I want to do like, I took 100 drag queens and I played hide and seek with them.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is like a body cam. Because I feel like drag queens are nationally like good personalities. Just like fun stuff like that. Are they?
Oh. No.
Good drag queens. Good drag.
Yeah. No, that would be really cool. But yeah, like I definitely wouldn't hold yourself up to perfection, you know? Just go out there and do your stuff. Like, obviously you did this, right? So it's like, you know.
Obviously this isn't perfect.
Obviously you came out and you presented, you know?
Yeah.
The lights are on, okay?
This was not the bike.
No, but that would be really cool, actually. I've never heard anyone do anything like that. Yeah, don't steal the idea.
Mm.
I'm like, I become the producer.
Yeah, literally.
So moving into that. So things that you said you wouldn't change much. It sounds like you got like a lot of connections on the way up. You know, people are sending you things. They're like, they're excited to see you grow.
Yeah.
Like who are the people that influence you the most?
Oh my God. I've had so many people contact me and like help me. So I hope I don't like forget anything.
Who are your favorites?
But who do I remember right now? BB from Outfitters Wig has helped me. Cause I came there on like my day 10 for drag. And she has still stayed in my life, invited me for things. Like,
really?
She's been so sweet to me. And I just like can't be more grateful for her. And then I like Lexi Luzon, Natasha Hundreds helped me when I started. Oh my God. There's so many people. Oh, Taylor D. Taylor made a lot of clothes for me. Would just like make them and send them to me for me to post. And like I don't have any drag clothes, so that was like super helpful.
Yeah.
People make earrings
for
me.
You have that following.
Yeah,
right?
I have that following.
Did you learn how to monetize at all?
On TikTok I have monetization.
Yeah.
Super infrequent though, because TikTok kind of decides when you go viral. I'm such a nerd about this. Like I'm so into it.
It's TikTok.
Instagram doesn't really pay you at all.
Yeah.
Unless you have a brand deal. Yeah, and I have never gotten a tip.
Yeah. Do you ask for them?
Not really.
Tip me right there.
No, I've never done that before. I'm not that kind of person who like asks for money.
Yeah.
I just feel like I should be able to make it myself.
Well, I mean,
except
don't drag queens ask for money?
Yeah, starting now.
Yeah.
Send me some.
Gotta drop that pride.
Yeah.
Leave it.
Not pride.
Yeah, drop my pride.
Oh, not pride.
Leave the pride behind. Yeah.
I'm straight now.
Yeah, that's a hard one too, obviously, is being there. So it sounds like you have a whole list of people that helps you. Like who are like some like big, like well-known, are there any big well-known people that helped you out? Or is this more like local?
I think Saltina Shaker and Lexi Luzon are like probably the most well-known people that have helped me.
Yeah.
I contacted Willem to see if she wanted to be in my like day 100.
Yeah.
But she was like doing the Broadway show.
Yeah.
So she couldn't do that. But I was so grateful like she responded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How convenient, Willem.
She planned that show during my day 100.
That was rude.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that.
Well, that's really considerate though to like respond back.
Yeah, exactly. But I've had like so many people help me out, like contact me, give me advice.
Yeah.
And I ask for a lot of it because like sometimes it's unsolicited, but most of the time I'm like,
yeah,
thank you so much. Like they send me stuff. Oh, Vanity Mirror just sent me a wig.
Nice.
I have some queens that I think the local drag queens that I think have been like my biggest inspiration because I was just a Drag Race fan before I became a drag queen. And that's all the drag I knew. I didn't know any local drag.
Yeah.
I started going to local drag. I was like, that drag queen? I kept going like, oh my God, they should be on Drag Race. They should be on Drag Race.
Yeah,
I'm such a Drag Race fan. Yeah. But like, I'm like, some lip syncers, there are way better lip syncers in local drag scene that will never be on Drag Race.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And like people that have inspired me, there's this New York queen named Julie J, who I just think is phenomenal. She owns like her like black power. I just love it so much. She so much emotion in her lip sync. I think she's phenomenal. Ray Oblivion is another drag queen. Anna Liza. I'm trying to like name all the ones. Hentai. I love the name Hentai.
It's got to be ones people know.
Yeah. Bow and Arrow, You Be Stupid.
Yeah.
House of Yuck. have been like so awesome. Just so many queens. Yeah.
I couldn't even name like my top friend list.
And you're I don't know what I had for breakfast.
You're like, and I like to thank everyone for this nominee.
like a 10 minutes.
Yeah, like really excited. That's awesome though. It's amazing like how many people helped you. Yeah. But also I think it's important people to know that like not everybody's gonna reach out to you and that you do have to like, you know, ask for help and people are, it's the craziest thing is people that are willing to help if you ask for it.
Exactly. And I think it shows like I'm doing this because I love drag.
Yeah.
Not because I want to be viral.
Yeah.
Like I genuinely I go to a drag show, you see me sitting down watching drag, I'm like clapping and I just love drag so much.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful I get to be part of it now. It's like a dream come true to me.
No, that's really, really cool. So so we were kind of talking earlier about like how that person reached out and like was saying negative things to you. Right. Do you think if they were like, hey, really positive, like I've been trying so hard and like I just can't get to where you are and they asked for your help, like
I responded, I was sitting there, I was like, I should say like how they could get better.
Yeah.
Cause like it's really easy.
Yeah.
A good camera is less than like $1,000. You just save up for it. On Instagram, they put out like they want good quality content on their explore page.
Yeah.
You have a good camera and you post 4 or 5 times a week.
Yep.
You will get so many followers. You follow trends, you follow audio trends, and then you can like put your drag to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
People will see you. It's so easy. So if you do that, if that person on Reddit is watching right now, if you take your video clips and your performances, you sync them to audio, you make sure they have good lighting, you will go viral and you will have people reach you and you'll have more than 5K. So you should try it.
Maybe, unless you posted something bad and that's on you.
That's on you, girl.
But also like hair and makeup on both TikTok and Instagram are like a really great way to get
makeup like transformations are really popular on Instagram and TikTok. I will say there's for content wise, there's things like that does better on a different app.
Yeah.
Like makeup will probably do better on Instagram. Looks and fashion will probably do better on Instagram.
Yeah.
In our like sort of thing, or I guess in mine, like in the drag sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's more long form content on TikTok now. They've like completely changed it.
Yeah, they have that new motivational thing for minute over videos.
Exactly.
Yeah. Annoying.
Don't get me started.
Annoying. Did you join that program?
Yeah, I'm part of the creativity program.
I was like, I want to do short videos.
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes it pays really well. Sometimes it's most of the time they just like don't put your video up.
Yeah. So let's dive into the earnings of there.
Okay? And Shane Explains. Just remember that they've helped me.
We'll cut that part out. No, so let's dive into the financial side if you're comfortable with it. So I think like a lot of people don't know like what drag queens bring in or like what an appearance fee is or like how that works. So take us through it. So you're working at, you know, a club this evening. Like what?
I'm not getting paid for it.
You're doing it for free.
So a lot of the times, if you're just starting out, you're going to get a tip spot.
Yeah.
Which is like, you'll get money if people hand it to you, but the club's not going to pay you.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of things for like baby drag queens.
Yeah.
Especially if you do competitions, it's usually the tips.
Yeah.
Because the competition has a grand prize, but that's only if you like get to the very end. And the competitions are always very longly drawn out to bring like people in.
Sometimes you have to buy in, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, Kitty the Doll also. I've never had to buy it before.
Really?
But maybe that's true. Yeah. Kitty the Doll has been huge help for me, and Prismatic Costumes as well. What?
You have to think of how this is edited.
Yeah. You're just going to cut me like this.
It's not going to make sense.
Okay, I won't.
You're good.
But this drag queen named Kitty the Doll
mm-hmm.
like had my first paid performance at Kitchen 24. Rest in peace. And it was like $100.
Yeah.
So like for just starting out, it was like amazing. And I was so grateful. She's such an amazing queen. And usually queens are probably going to experience queens. That's probably going to be the pay. 100 to 200 a night from what I've heard.
Yeah.
I'm not like totally sure because I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
For like a booking fee, it's probably 100, 200 for like a brunch or something. But it's also like really inconsistent unless you have like a casual regular booking.
Yeah.
And you're doing drag full time. The way to make money, I would say, is off of social media. If you're a drag queen, post 1 minute videos on TikTok, like your performance videos, especially because that'll keep people to the end. If you're doing something like splits or
something good. Relevant.
And you'll make money from that. If you have over 10,000 followers, and if you post consistently, you'll get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is hard. It is hard. You're like, get there, keep working.
But I'm hoping that if I like get to do like my Mr. Beast thing, gay Mr. Beast, that I'll get to like pay queens well.
Yeah.
Like with doing something that's not performing or Drag Race, you know?
So how much do you like? So you're working for free a lot of times, like, and you're like getting tipped out. Like, what do you think about like tipping culture and like in the drag queen world?
I would say it's pretty normal. Like, it's what I expected before I started drag. You'll just get a bunch of ones. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll get a five.
Yeah.
And when I get a five, I'm like I'm rich. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, it's not huge.
Yeah.
Like, at least for the point I'm at right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think it should be all about tipping, or do you think that like drag queens should make more for like a booking fee?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think drag queens should get paid $400 for a book.
Yeah.
A book. Yeah. And if they're bringing like a really good, mm-hmm. like content, or like, yeah. they've prepared this number, drag queens do a lot of work.
Yeah.
Maybe not me, but like a lot of other drag queens, they stretch, they're doing dance routines. They're getting in full drag can take 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like, You should be getting paid for getting in drag and not just performing. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But how do you think that would work on like the competition?
Like, what do you mean?
So like, they're paying higher rates, like they're not going to be able to, like, it'd be harder to be a baby queen, right?
I would assume so, but also like, there's baby drag competitions to like get mm-hmm. out there. And if you spent the time and you have your numbers worked out, you'll get booked. Like, mm-hmm. if you're bringing something new to the table and you've like really worked on your craft,
yeah.
I don't think the competition will matter.
Yeah.
Because if you're the best, you're still going to be the best.
Yeah.
You know?
We should come up with like the fantasy football of drag queens.
Oh, yeah. Like our own little thing.
Yeah. Let's do it. They're like rising, coming up. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Who's this summer's picks? Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. Actually.
That actually would be cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Game idea.
Yeah.
Always come up with stuff.
I just realized I've been making like the most intense eye contact.
Are you?
Yeah. I've never been like on.
Oh, you could look at it right. Before, yeah. Oh, that's okay. I look at you all the time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'll look over here, but most of the time I'm looking over here.
Yeah, I keep checking my hair.
Yeah, I want to have two cameras, you know, so it's like looking dead ass at you.
Oh, dead
ass. You know? Yeah. Because you can like sync it to the mic and like,
dun, like every time you say something. I love that.
Yeah, a lot of times, because I'm like with this every time. I want it to be like, look at
I think that'd be great. Because like Bob and Monet kind of have, actually they kind of have a setup where it's just like them at a table directly, and then the camera's like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're both in it.
Yum.
Yeah, it's boring. I want to be like,
I didn't say that, Bob. I love
moving around. Yeah. Bob's great.
I love Bob and Monet.
Yeah.
They're my school too, yeah. I want to be like Bob and Gigi Good, like
bald
together.
Okay.
Soon.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you have like such a great following. Like, have you started to like, I think we're talking about like, you know, monetizing that. Like, obviously, like people are sending you stuff, but like, are you making like money from brand deals?
I have one brand deal mm-hmm. in the making right now, which I'm very happy about. That's like money, not mm-hmm. like just a wig or something like that. Which is awesome, but it's not super regular for me.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for like 6 months now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't gotten like paid huge. So I think I would like to start getting that more,
mm-hmm.
but drag is very niche. So I kind of have to understand like, is there like maybe a business I could do from my followers? Like maybe I'll release like jewelry or something for people to buy.
Yeah.
Like just some way I can like an OnlyFans.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. To my OnlyFans.
I feel like people would definitely.
I'm sure they would follow your OnlyFans. Yeah. They'd be interested.
Mm.
Yeah. You're like, gotcha.
There's nothing there.
Yeah. It's
just drag.
Then you get really mad people. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, these are just like what, tease photos? Like,
yeah. Behind the scenes, like drag pictures.
Yeah.
As I'm like taking my.
Oh, that would be so terrible.
They're like, the fuck?
I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Taking your little stockings off. Yeah. No, I don't know. I guess there's a lot of ways to make money, and it's really hard for like mm-hmm. people that are newer into it or don't have management.
Super hard.
It's really easy to take like brand deals, especially like because you're getting them all the time. People are like, oh, you want to talk about this? We'll give you this for free, mm-hmm. or I'll pay this like really small minute amount, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, there's a lot of room in there for negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
I did negotiate my first brand deal.
Mm-hmm.
To a little too confident of me, but I was my first ever one. I was like let's
more.
Do more.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But it's also really hard to get started as a new queen mm-hmm. because it's hard to get like looks and makeup.
Yeah.
Makeup's expensive.
Yeah.
And to be a new queen, makeup will run out.
Yeah.
Like recently, sometimes I'll run out of something. It's like, okay, my next video go viral. I can afford like a new powder.
Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't. I'm like, oh shit, this is coming out of my money.
Yeah.
But like drag, it's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you could be like, you join as an affiliate for like a lot of these like makeup places, you know?
Oh, and they could send stuff like regularly?
They'll send stuff to you about for talking about it, as well as like as people buy it. You know, like these are my links. You know, I could do Amazon affiliates.
I've never done that before.
Yeah, you can do makeup affiliates, all kinds of stuff. Not like an Avon rep, but you know,
like a sheen room.
But there's definitely a lot of things that like I don't think people like know that they can get into without having to like necessarily invest completely in yourself. You know, but if you really like a brand, like, you know, let them know.
Okay.
And then like look to see if like they have an affiliate plan. And a lot of times they do.
I did this thing where I found like 50 brands.
Yeah.
I ChatGPT like a message.
Yeah.
Or like I wrote my own because the ChatGPT was like
weird. Yeah.
And then I messaged like all of them and I started getting responses.
Yeah.
And it was like people who made outfits.
They
were like so good. I would like message these people and they're like, okay, what's your pitch? I was like, oh shit. Like I just like wrote the beginning thing. I don't know what to do now. And then they're like, so like, well, I give you a discount on my outfit. I was like, fuck, I don't have any money.
But yeah.
In my head, I was like, they give it to me, I'll make a video for it. But I'm like, oh, their stuff's too good for me to just make a video for it. Like,
no.
I need to pay them.
No. No, it's like undervaluing yourself. Let somebody else like figure that out, you know?
Yeah, like I do have management for cyber.
Yeah, okay.
But it's been a little like,
yeah.
It is
it's so easy to like undervalue yourself, but you think of like the following that you've created rapidly.
Right.
It's actually very valuable. And
that's true.
If you haven't overbranded it, like monetized it, like then you like also have like a really good following and people are like kind of like seeing and interacting.
So what do you think I should do to monetize it?
I would find the brands that you actually like that you don't work with too many. It's like good deals.
Right.
And then keep it like lower. And then make it feel real. Like, you know, like this is like the clothes that you actually like, the makeup that you actually like, that you could speak to, the wigs you actually like.
Right.
You can make, you know, like if you refer people to their sites, you can make commission from that, you know?
Coming soon.
And then, yeah, that could happen. So just include it in your links and, you know, like, and reach out to those brands, let them know like how great they've been for you and like, you know, like where you're going.
Right.
And people like that story, gotcha. You know? And some people will say no, some people will say yes, and they'll give you stuff. But a lot of brands that I've worked with, they're happy to give things to you.
Right.
And they work with influencers every day, you know, from small to large.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually like a really big push right now to work with micro influencers.
Really?
Yeah.
Like super small influencers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because their reach is better. Yeah, like me. Yeah, because their reach is better because you think of like, my reach, like I have like what, like 16,000 followers or whatever, but my reach is in the millions. Like my interactions are really high,
really good. Yeah.
And compared to someone that has like 100,000 followers, might not have really good reach. They're not really like interacting and stuff,
right?
But mine's very personal. Like I'm gonna respond to every message, I'm gonna respond to every comment or whatever.
Gotcha.
And the engagement's high, and that looks like really good for your, you know, like your brand. And you're gonna do better when you like ask someone to do something for you or like tell them about something, they get excited about it, you know? So people are following your story.
Right.
Right. And you're like, this is like what I did. And you think of like people that are following your steps. Like I wanna be a drag queen or whatever. They're gonna learn from that. And they're like, hey, like
like they should buy it.
Yeah. These are the products and this is the discount code.
I'll totally do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just did that for wigs.
I do it with everybody. People reach out to me like the clubs. They're like, hey, we're selling tickets for this event. I'm like, give me a code. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, that's great.
And I'm like, give me a code.
So it's like discounted for people. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it'd be like Maticus X or like Slay or whatever, you know? Hey. And then you could see like what revenue you brought in for that, and you can get, you know, rewarded for that. But like, you know, rather than just like pushing traffic, you're like, you want to do things for people, but know that you can get things in return.
I totally will do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so you're like, cool. But yeah, we're like, great, we have to make some money, you know? Yeah.
No, now I'm like thinking about it in my head, like what I need to do for
it. It's very business.
I'm like going over it.
Yeah, you know, ChatGPT is not going to tell you that. And I think that's like, what's really interesting, you know, talking to you is like, I assumed like just looking at you, like in like your growth that you'd already just like capitalized, you know, on it because like you have like what, like 50,000, 60,000, 50,000 now. And that's like a perfect amount. You know, to like
to capitalize,
you know,
on it.
Yeah. 10 and above. And like you have, you know, total opportunity to work with brands and they're listening and like you show that crazy, you're growing at such a rapid rate.
Right.
You know? And people are like, you're storytelling. So
okay, so now that I've passed day 100, what do you think I should do?
Well, that's the thing, like I can't tell you what to do. It's what you're interested in and it sounds like you want to go in and cover different segments or stuff, you could probably pitch brands on the things that you want to do. Like, you know.
And they would sponsor that?
For sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You're like, this is what I want to do. And like, this is, you know.
I totally want to do like drag queen. I thought of like 50 drag queen, like, or like wig stylists all style the same wig.
Yeah.
And we see like all the creations they made, like stuff that like you would see on like, honestly, a Mr. Beast video.
Yeah.
But it would be for like drag people. Cause that's what I want to watch.
Yeah.
I think that would be super cool. Drag queens. It's like it's still niche.
Yeah.
We think it's not because of Drag Race. It's niche. And we like, sometimes like we see Trixie and Katya, like, oh my God, they're so popular.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you're in the niche, you don't think it's as niche as it is, but it's very like small. And I think like doing drag, I feel like sometimes I'm like limiting myself in my head. Like, I can't reach out to these people. Like, I need to wait before I can do this big idea.
Yeah.
But I think if I just start it and like combat that niche idea in my head, I think I can really like go somewhere with it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you could do, think of something like a painting with a twist. I don't know if they have that here, but you go to like a painting class and you guys try to copy all the paintings.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, it's smaller scale. So like, obviously you want to start like a large, but like smaller scale to grow yourself. And like, a lot of these companies that are going to give you stuff, they will give you like, there's things that they get back in returns. I don't think influencers know that, but like, yeah, like they're going to make these influencer packs from return items.
Oh,
you know,
so
they got to do something with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then they'll turn those into like really cool packs for you guys.
Gotcha.
And so like a lot of times they have extra stuff. You think of like wigs and stuff, like wigs get returned or whatever. Like, you know, what can we work with? You can get free wigs from like the Cancer Society and all kinds of stuff. Like, you know, if you want to like, you know, like really figure it out.
How I would feel bad if I did that.
Why? Yeah. You know, you're just styling it and maybe you can give it back.
Right.
You know,
right.
As styled.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
So you think of like, and the things that are going to like pick up people's like, you know, interests,
right,
what you're doing for the community.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just thought of this. This is like so different from what we're talking about, but I thought of this like Drag Race challenge. I think it'd be so cool if they had like a diss track challenge.
A diss track?
Like diss track. Like they pick two drag queens. Like,
yeah.
Let's say there's eight drag queens left in the season. They pair them all up and then they write like a diss track for the other queen.
What's that mean, diss track?
Yeah, have you never heard of diss track?
No, I don't know what it is.
You're old. No, I'm kidding. It's like a rude rap about them.
Oh, okay.
Like
okay.
Like you're digging at them.
Okay. Yeah.
And like a way of like putting yourself, I feel like that'd be cool if like you paired two queens up on stage and they were like doing
rap battle.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
That's cute.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, they're probably, but you know, they do all those like super in advance, right?
Super what event?
Like all the raps and all the music is all done like way, way in advance.
Oh, so they can't like plan out.
Because it all has to be approved by RuPaul.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We have Disney secrets.
Like the song has to be approved or what they say?
All of it. Yeah.
Really?
All the production is done beforehand.
So like the verses they do at the end of the season is approved at the beginning of the
season? Yeah. So some of them make songs that are never like released. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. That's great. It kind of blew my mind too.
Oh my God. Did you just watch UK season 5?
No,
I just ended today.
I did it. I'm a bad follower.
You're interviewing a drag?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm too busy being on TV to watch TV. Yeah.
And I'm not busy enough. So I do have to ask though, do you have any shady questions?
Any shady questions? Yeah.
I'm like super afraid of them, so I don't know why I asked that.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is like most of the shady questions are around like dating and stuff. So like,
no drag queen shady questions.
Yeah. I have drag queen shady questions too. So have you been a part of any of the drama, the drag care in LA?
There's been a little.
Have you started any? Or
not started any.
Are you just started or
like,
part of it?
Seen some
of it. The wall.
And I kind of live for it.
Yeah.
Cause like I'm a Drag Race super fan. So
okay.
I'm like, oh my God, it's like I'm in Untucked, like something so stupid like that. But I'm like, oh my God, like I'm living the drag experience.
You're like stirring the pot. Like,
exactly.
I heard that.
I did a little bit.
Did you really?
Yeah. But it was like something really small. But I see like I'm friends with a lot of the queens, but I'm very like step back because I'm not in the groups.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of just like this outside person.
Sure.
But when I see it, I'm like, oh, this is like funny.
Yeah.
Like finally there's something cool. About
so you don't like, let's just drag you back actually. So you don't think like standing back like from these other queens, I think like you kind of have kind of like a sugar spice kind of thing going on, right? So you have a social presence. These other queens that are like really pushing it and they don't probably have a social presence.
Sure.
And they're like, why should be so distant?
The thing is, I'm not like, it's so weird because I'm just like, I'm always at home. Like I'm not distant. It's just like, I really hate going out.
Yeah.
If I'm invited to something, I'll be like, oh, I have this. And then I'll just stay at home. Cause I love like editing and just being on my computer and just like hang out with like my roommate. Like, I really love just being, like, a home buddy.
Yeah, you know? We don't chat with, like, the other girls.
I do. I definitely, like, text and talk to them. And I've met a lot who've been like, oh, my God, you should go out with us.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. But, like, it's cool to like meet them at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you like let them know like why, not that just like you're like too good.
Oh no, I never think I'm too good.
Yeah,
I think,
but they don't know that.
I think some the queens I've met should mm-hmm. be more like popular than me, because they're yeah. way better at drag than I am.
Yeah,
but I just have been like showcasing my journey. I'm consistent with it, mm-hmm. so that's like how I've gotten a following. Yeah, from it.
Well, I'm sure they're throwing you under the bus. Like that bitch doesn't talk to us, doesn't want to hang out with us, and we like keep trying to hang out with her.
Well, I haven't been like consistently invited to.
Yeah. Anything. Well, I wouldn't invite you anywhere if you're like super quiet and distant.
I'm not quite into.
Yeah.
Hentai invited me to a birthday party.
Also can be a facilitator.
I can.
That's hard though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was invited to Hentai's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing queen. I was so happy to be invited. I was just like, I wasn't going to know anyone there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, like drag people. I just started talking to people. I met like amazing people. And it was super fun.
Yeah. Do you feel more confident when you're in drag, though?
Not at all.
You're like, no.
Not at all. This is so crazy to me.
Is it less?
This is actually so different. I feel less confident.
Yeah.
And I'm so confident as
mm-hmm.
Josh. Like, I feel like I'm, like, a drag person as Josh.
Really?
Like, my name is Josh Rose. Like, I feel like that's it's own name in itself.
Made for the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, because I feel like I've developed this personality mm-hmm. with Josh, when I get in cyber, I'm like, oh my God, I have to start over.
Yeah.
Because like I have this way of thinking, this way of talking as Josh, this way of like making jokes with people. But as cyber, I like the first time I got in drag, I looked in the mirror. I was like, I didn't want to talk.
Yeah.
So I was like nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a completely new person that I have to mm-hmm. learn, especially coming from an acting background.
Yeah.
I was like, this is like a character that I need to explore
mm-hmm.
because I mean, I feel like right now I'm a little of Josh because I can't see myself.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just like talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was like looking at myself right now, I definitely would like feel like maybe my voice would like go a little higher pitch because
mm-hmm.
I would feel the transformation because I'm like looking at it,
being the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you've designed your character as shy and like away from others, right?
You could
play that role up, right?
I guess
wanted to be the actor,
but I'm so social, like as Josh, like I love talking to people.
Yeah,
I work at a sales job.
Yeah,
like but as cyber, I'm kind of like. I'm still trying to figure out, like, the power I have.
You could be that bitch. You're like, what's up? You know?
I, like, don't talk
to you. Yeah, like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I walk up and I say, exactly. Yeah, what's up?
And but you know how, like, RuPaul would say, like, the power you have, like, in drag, you have it out of drag? Because people would, like, not be confident out of drag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find the power I have out of drag in drag.
It's weird that you say that, because most people I talk to that do drag, they are... They actually find a lot of confidence out in drag because they're like I could be whoever I want.
Every queen is super confident.
Yeah.
So I feel like I feel very like.
So you have to channel that.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. So you get like a little witch chest.
I feel fine now though.
Yeah.
Like I've definitely come into it, but mm-hmm. in the beginning I was like super nervous about it.
Yeah.
It's also like you go out and drag people, are like you're like a spectacle.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that before. I knew it.
Yeah.
But I didn't like experience it.
Yeah.
Because when I'm walking the street as me,
mm-hmm.
no one's like looking at me because I'm just a normal person.
Yeah, yeah. But you have a choice. So I mean, you could either like you could just live it, mm-hmm. or you can like let it get to you, right?
Yeah.
That's so crazy hearing that from you because I think a lot of people probably look at you and think that you're like so like stable.
It's weird because I'm a very confident person.
Yeah.
Out of drag and in drag, it's just in drag when I'm in public,
mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to like when I'm drunk, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But when I'm sober, like I'm trying to figure out like,
one drink later.
Yeah, literally. Because I'll have a drink and I'm like talking to everybody. I'm like, hey, like I'm cyber. But I kind of like am in my head like a tiny
yeah.
bit when I'm like just sober or cyber,
yeah.
like figuring it out.
Well, yeah, it's sober. No, it's like literally the you know, the eye contact and the smiling and the happiness, which is hard to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's see how you do tonight if I do. Right?
Play so recording now.
Just take that shit, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard because I feel like we can give ourselves advice. Like, say if you're hearing that from someone else
mm-hmm.
and you're like these other people that you think that are doing so well and they don't have a good social presence, what if they told you that? Like, what would you tell them?
Like if they told me.
Yeah. They're like, I have trouble, like, you know, just like talking to people
I would have never guessed.
Exactly. Right. But what would you recommend for them to do? Like, you're like, I think you're amazing.
Yeah. I would be like, why do you even
think
that? You're so good.
But the thing is like a lot of people think you're amazing.
That's,
you know,
very sweet.
I think you're amazing. Like, that's like something that you have to remind yourself. Mm-hmm. Like you think like this other person that's like, is obviously really great.
Yeah.
Right. And you have a multitude of that,
right,
you know, to carry yourself on. But people probably look up to you for that, you know?
I get a lot of messages of people mm-hmm. being like, I really want to start drag, like, inspired me. And that makes my heart, like, so full.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is something I love doing.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm inspiring anyone is, like, mm-hmm. so amazing. And I'm definitely finding my power in drag. I think, like, 2 days ago at Outfitter's Wig,
mm-hmm.
when I was talking to Priyanka and Sasha Valor, just so crazy to come out of my mouth, I felt like I was confident.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I was making them laugh, and I was being funny and cool and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's, like, before, when I was just starting, I think because I knew I didn't look great,
mm-hmm.
that's what was kind of tripping me up. But now that I look amazing, no, I'm kidding. Now that I'm, like, looking better, I think I'm finding my confidence.
Well, we could always look better. Everyone, there's, and you know that, like, the most attractive people, even outside of drag, are, like, the people that have the hardest time with confidence.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they're, like, oh, they're not as, like, sexually active as people think. They're not, like, dating as many people as they think. Because people are afraid to talk to them, you know?
Yeah.
And that could be the situation with you. You have a large social presence, you know, and you're like, wow, like, nobody talks to me. Like, I'm getting invited places. Like, people probably think that you might be, like, too good to go something, you know? Like, why would I invite that person?
That'd be so crazy.
Yeah.
People might think that.
Yeah, but it's real. And it's kind of hard to fill your head like that, you know? But it's true.
Because I'm just like me. I'm just in my room. And then I'll go outside and drag, and people will be like, Cyber, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, like, hi, I love you too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'll talk to everyone who talks to me.
Just a humble valley prep.
I'm just so humble and cool.
And you got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I believe in you. I think you're going to do great tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're going to kill it, you know, and you're going to, take all those dark money tips
that I can't see. Yeah.
Yeah, that you can't
see. You'll see it on my story tonight.
Yeah. But you record, who's recording for you?
I think some people are coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Or I'll bring my camera. We'll see.
You're like, as you're going.
I should hold my camera during a
live GoPro or something. Yeah.
People are like, what is this bitch doing?
That'd be cute.
Yeah, it would be cute.
But I definitely encourage you to do that. And, like, you think of, like, you were saying, like, people reach out to you and say that they inspire you.
Oh, yeah.
They're inspired by you. Join Amazon and affiliates. And, create your page of, like, your drag starter kit.
I inspire you. Here's a link.
Because people are going to ask you, like, how should I start? Send them your starter kit link.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I have one for creators.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, what do I buy? And I'll send them my link. Can they buy it?
That's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
I should actually really.
And anything else they buy, like these are, like, the suggestions I have. These are what I learned. These are
things. Because I feel like it would definitely help.
This is what fits, you could, like, it's really, really easy. It doesn't cost you anything. But that's a way to, like, to monetize yourself and also to help other people out. So it's like, give to get.
Ah, I totally will. That's a great idea.
You're like, hey, like, oh, and even, like, when people are sending you stuff, like, hey, I get commissions from these wigs that people are buying on Amazon. You know, like, I would love do something similar for you. Can you match this?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah.
Wow, I need to write all this down.
I'll remind you.
Yeah, thank you.
you could watch this, right? You're like, you want to write it down. You could
just, I wish this was recorded somewhere.
But unfortunately, we do have to close. I'm losing my studio space here in a few minutes. But it's been absolutely wonderful meeting you in person.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun.
And having you and watching your journey. And I'm excited to see where you go. It's great to see that. It's unfortunate, but great to see that other people that are growing rapidly are having problems socially, you know? But we have to, like, help each other and, like, just continue to believe in yourself because, like, you're probably, like, doing a lot better than you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
And just go out there and be you, you know?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you for this.
Thank you. Good night.